Apple's Odd Drop event. Five themes beyond the product's Mark Venus September 9, 2025. Attendees gathered before Apple's Odd Drop event at the Steve Jobs Theater in Cupertino, California. Walking onto Apple's campus for a live event is a little like stepping into a hyper-polished alternate reality. Given that I've attended numerous events at Apple's famous spaceship headquarters in Cupertino, I should know better. The buildings gleam. The landscaping looks like it's been curated by a Hollywood set designer. And most surreal of all, waves of young Apple staffers greet you. "Have a wonderful day," one says. "We're excited to have you join us today," another chimes in. The first few greetings feel charming, like you've joined a tech utopia. By the 50th, though, you half expect Yul Brynner to appear in a cowboy hat. The experience drifts into Michael Crichton's Westworld territory, polished, precise, and just a little unsettling. Apple's Odd Dropping event itself had a similar tone. Polished, precise, predictable at times, yet with flashes of genuine substance. The iPhone Air, the thinnest iPhone ever, grabbed most of the headlines. But to focus only on the new devices is to miss the deeper story. Apple was sending signals about strategy, supply chains, design, AI, and health, which are just as important as the specs on a product slide. Here's my take on the five themes that stood out beyond the announcements themselves. Apple's growing modem independence for years. Apple has depended on Qualcomm's 5G modems, even after public legal battles and quiet grudging agreements. At the Odd Dropping event, the new iPhone showcased an Apple-designed modem, hinting at a future where Cupertino may sever ties with Qualcomm altogether. Here's the nuance that often goes unnoticed by consumers. Apple knows that its in-house modem may not yet match Qualcomm's best chips in raw performance. Benchmarks in the coming weeks will reveal whether it lags in fringe reception areas or high-speed throughput. However, Apple has always prized control over outright spec sheets. It believes that owning this crucial piece of the iPhone stack outweighs minor performance trade-offs. Integration across silicon, software, and services is Apple's core playbook. In other words, Apple doesn't just want a modem, it wants its modem. Analysts note that this provides Apple with greater flexibility to align networking features with future product strategies, potentially including enhanced battery life, custom AI offloading, or even next-generation connectivity standards. It's a bold move, and even if Apple stumbles in round one, the strategic trajectory is clear. Independence from Qualcomm is no longer just a rumor, it's happening. Innovation chips in the iPhone Air design, the star of the show, of course, was the iPhone Air. At an astonishing 5.6 millimeters thin and clad in polished and highly durable titanium, it instantly commanded attention. Apple has always understood the power of design to spur upgrades, and the Air shows the company hasn't lost its touch. Some analysts called it the most significant aesthetic shift since the Pro line launched in 2019. The Air's ultra-thin design isn't just about bragging rights. It's a signal of where Apple is going: thinner, lighter, more refined, and possibly even foldable down the road. Industry voices noted that you usually have to go thin before you can go foldable. Apple may not be ready to unveil a foldable iPhone yet, but it is clearly laying the groundwork. What makes the Air notable is that it isn't compromised. The A19 Pro chip inside offers near MacBook levels of computing power. The camera system remains powerful. Battery life holds up. Critics can point out that titanium, while strong, is brittle. Still, for most users, the Air demonstrates that Apple can slim down without stripping out capability. That matters. Apple's innovation chips aren't just silicon, they're industrial design bets. The Air is a reminder that Apple's brand still rests on devices that feel different in your hand. For consumers tired of incremental updates, that differentiation could be the nudge they need to upgrade. Supply chains, pricing, and the tariff question in today's geopolitical climate, tariffs, and supply chain constraints loom over every tech launch. Many expected Apple to push prices upward, citing inflation and component costs quietly. But for the most part, it didn't. The Air came in at $999, with other models holding steady in familiar brackets. That restraint is revealing. Apple appears confident it can offset potential cost pressures by reworking its supply chain. The company has spent years diversifying beyond China, shifting production into India and Vietnam. By broadening its base, Apple gives itself wiggle room to absorb tariff hits without startling customers at checkout. Most of my industry analyst peers see this as a show of confidence. Apple isn't just weathering global trade politics, it's mastering them. Holding the line on pricing tells customers, "We've got this under control." It also suggests Apple is betting on volume this holiday season. Instead of grabbing extra dollar per device, it wants to move more devices overall. That strategy builds loyalty. Consumers already expect Apple products to cost more than competitors. What they don't expect or tolerate are unpredictable price jumps. By keeping pricing consistent, Apple sends a message of stability in an unstable world. Practical AI with center stage artificial intelligence is this year's tech buzzword, and Apple gave it plenty of oxygen in June at WWDC. At this month's event, AI took a back seat, but it wasn't entirely absent. The most notable new feature was Center Stage, which keeps you perfectly framed on video calls. On paper, that might sound small compared to generative models and multimodal assistants. In practice, it's classic Apple. Rather than hyping AI with abstract promises, Apple shows it's solving a simple, relatable problem. You move around during a call, and the camera keeps you centered. No fiddling, no tech jargon, just a smoother experience. This approach reflects Apple's strength, demystifying technology. Consumers don't want to read white papers on AI architectures. They want features that make life easier. Center Stage is an easy win, and it opens a door to more visible, consumer-friendly AI integrations in the future. It also serves a strategic role. By making AI practical and approachable, Apple positions itself differently from competitors who flood the market with technical demos. Apple's pitch is, "This is AI you'll actually use." That framing could prove decisive in persuading skeptical users. Health and wellness expand Apple's ecosystem. Health and wellness once felt like a side story in Apple's product line. Now it's central. The new Apple Watch Series 11 introduces features such as hypertension notifications and sleep scoring. The updated AirPods Pro add heart rate monitoring. Put together, these devices form a tighter health ecosystem than ever before. Analysts emphasize how significant this is. By spreading health features across watches, earbuds, and phones, Apple increases the stickiness of its ecosystem. Once you rely on Apple devices to monitor your vitals, switching to another brand becomes much more difficult. It also broadens Apple's appeal. Not everyone wants to wear a smartwatch, but almost everyone uses earbuds. By putting health sensing into AirPods, Apple captures a new segment of users who might otherwise be left out. Over time, these moves set the stage for a comprehensive health tracking system, one that spans multiple devices and multiple use cases. For Apple, health isn't just about selling gadgets. It's about embedding itself in daily life, literally close to your body. That's a moat few competitors can match. Final analysis without question. The awe-dropping event wasn't a revolution. Analysts were quick to note that it felt evolutionary, not revolutionary. The iPhone Air is thinner and sleeker, but it's not a foldable leap that will almost certainly come in 2026. The modem is more Apple, but still unproven. The AI features are practical, but not jaw-dropping. Health capabilities expanded, but incrementally. Prices held steady, but without dramatic surprises. Yet, taken together, these themes paint a picture of Apple playing the long game. It's about control of the stack, from the modem to health sensors. It's about design leadership, not just processor speeds. It's about stabilizing prices in turbulent times. It's about introducing AI that feels approachable, not intimidating. No, this event didn't score a 10 on the technology innovation Richter scale. But it didn't need to. What it did deliver was enough to excite existing Apple users, reassure the faithful, and pique the interest of potential switchers. Crucially, it set up Apple with strong momentum heading into the holiday season, which is the biggest quarter on its calendar. In that sense, the aforementioned surreal greetings at the start of the day captured the mood perfectly. Apple knows how to make the experience feel just a little larger than life. Whether through smiling staffers or ultra-thin phones, it's all part of the same playbook. Create an environment where customers feel embraced, impressed, and a modicum of awestruck. Reproduce with permission. published initially on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is a CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, The Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.